I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
All right, in 20 minutes, one of two things are going to happen. We're either going to be joined by Le'Veon Bell, who is a interesting person to talk to today, given everything that's going on with Cam Hayward, or we're going to hear from Cam Hayward as he does his best to explain what the heck is going on with his situation. If you're just finding us, he practiced, he wore a dress shirt underneath his jersey, but then afterwards said he was just preparing in the case that a deal got done and he still would not commit to playing without a new, without a reworked deal with a raise in it. So, one step forward, then one step right back, and you're in the same spot you were in.
Just a couple shuffle steps sideways to make you think there's more going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Fake John and Robinson heard me say, what the hell's taken so long if this is over a handful of million? And he said, well, they've set a precedent that they'll put some incentives in a deal with Rodgers having a bunch of incentives in his.
Yep.
Maybe they're hammering out incentives that would help him get to the number he wants. That's not completely off the table for me. They might be able to find a middle ground where they don't feel like they're caving to him, and they'd appeal to his ego pony.
Yep.
And say, hey, you had a great season. We put a couple of these attainable marks in here. You're happy. We're happy. Everyone's happy.
We'll see. Fam, Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's talk to Nick Faribault, big-time Steelers insider, up-and-coming Steelers insider. We will play a game with you, Nick, that we call Fair Game. So we will make a statement about the Steelers this Sunday in New York, and you will tell us, with all your wisdom and knowledge, if you think that is fair or not, okay?
Sounds good to me.
All right, start with this. Cam Hayward will 100%, absolutely, without question, play against the Jets on Sunday. Is that fair?
I think that's fair.
All right. Well, you can give expansive answers.
Yeah,
you
this
give
is, hold on. Time out. Okay. Let me recalibrate this. This isn't one of those Starkey bits where he says, I'm going to play word association, and he freaks out if you give him more than one word.
Yes, we want more than one word.
Yeah, okay, we want expansive answers. We're a thinking man show, Nick.
Okay. So I do think this is fair, and here's why. While Cam did not commit to playing, he also did not commit to not playing if there is no deal. There are two sides to that coin. So he didn't commit either way. And more importantly, he's been going after this like he is going to play. The Steelers, at every step of the road, have met him in regards. There have been conversations. Cam revealed that today. They have talked. It's not like there have been radio silence. There has legitimately been talks. So could this one be like a precedent-breaking thing almost, where maybe they even need into next week? Could it be something? I think they would rather do that than what the other alternative is. Because here's what happens if Cam Hayward sits out. He destroys a lot of his locker room credibility, and then he's left with three options. He either has to crawl back into the locker room, make penance, and probably lose a lot of the respect in that locker room that he has. Two, he has to retire. Or three, he gets traded to a new team. And I don't think either of those three options are very appealing to Cam Hayward. His best option is to play and talk with the Steelers and keep going and say, hey, maybe they're going to break precedence, or maybe they get something done tomorrow. But I think that is by far the best option for Cam Hayward. Him sitting out gives him no leverage unless he wants to be traded.
Nick, fair game that the Steelers are 100%, 100% going to give Cam some sort of raise before 1 o'clock Sunday.
I'd say that's not fair. I don't think that it's a guarantee that they're going to give him a raise. I don't think it's fair that they are going to 100% give him anything. They could move the 2026 bonus, and I feel like if that had been discussed, it would have already been done.
Mm-hmm.
Could it happen? I wouldn't be stunned. But this isn't, like, hard. You know, the kind of scenario where maybe they're discussing incentives, that one maybe could hash out a little more time and take some more time, but that could take time into next week. So I do think that is not necessarily a guarantee in this kind of apex story that we're talking about.
Is it fair game to think on Sunday that Roman Wilson will be the Steelers' second leading receiver behind DK Metcalf?
Are we including tight ends?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
No, I don't think so, because I think the tight ends are probably going to outproduce him. I wouldn't be surprised if Calvin Austin outproduces him. I'll say this. I think it's likely Rowan Wilson's the fifth leading receiver than the second leading receiver.
Ooh,
I think that's fair to say.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere, Malsy.
Is it fair game to think that the Steelers will force at least two turnovers by Justin Fields?
Absolutely. I think that's totally fair game. You think about what Justin Fields does, holds onto the football long, makes errant decisions when you switch the picture from pre-snap to post-snap. The Steelers are going to be a much more heavily disguised team. They're going to bring blitzes. Justin Fields fumbles the ball a lot when he is sacked. Yeah, I can buy the Steelers forcing two or more turnovers against Justin Fields.
All right, how about a kind of companion question about the other quarterback? Is it fair game to think that the Steelers will throw more than, what was it, Pony? 1.3% of their passes over the middle in this game.
Yeah, I think it is. You look at Aaron Rodgers' raw attempts over the middle last year, just from the line of scrimmage up, he had over 300 attempts in the middle of the field last year.
Wow.
I think it's fair. Granted, some of those are quick slants. Some of those are little stick routes. Some of them are within 3 yards of the line of scrimmage, so I'm not saying they're going to run dig routes and in routes and all these other things that we see modern offenses do, but are we talking about targeting the middle of the field more than 1.3% of the time? I think it's fair to say Aaron Rodgers can probably throw that a little bit more than Russ did.
Nick, is it fair to say that Jalen Ramsey will shadow Garrett Wilson on Sunday?
I don't think that's necessarily fair to say. I think that we can see a litany of guys covering Garrett Wilson. I think the Steelers are going to want to utilize Jalen Ramsey's blitzing abilities more than they would want him to shadow Garrett Wilson. I think they trust Joey Porter Jr. to do it. I mean, Joey Porter Jr. went against them last year, and he did a nice job against him. So I think that they are going to utilize Ramsey more as a chess piece in this game than someone that is going to be shadowing a wide receiver. He'll shadow him at times, but for the whole game, I doubt it.
Is it fair to say that Y.A. Black will be the guy who mostly fills in for Derek Harmon on Sunday?
I think that's fair to say. I think it's going to be between him and Isaiah Loudermilk. I think Loudermilk might start, but I don't necessarily think that just because Loudermilk's out there on the first snap, that means he's going to play more. You think about what Y.A.'s done and his level of conditioning for his size and his ability to stop the run. You know, I really think the Jets might run the football 40 more times in this football game. Like, I think it's going to be a slug them out match. And I want the boxer that has the big hand, the golden right. I want that guy. And that's Y.A. Black. And he's showcased the ability to do that. So I think as the game goes on, they're going to be seeing the run-heavy offense that the Jets are going to bring out, and Y.A. is going to play more and more.
Nick, is it fair game to say that, yes, Broderick Jones will continue his uneventful preseason and not allow a sack in this football game?
I don't think it's fair to say that because Will McDonald's on the other side. Listen, Will McDonald's a really good player, man. He's super bendy. He's super explosive. Broderick has historically struggled against these exact type of pass rushers. Granted, he's had a pretty good kind of playmate in Nick Herbig, who's very similar to Will McDonald in a lot of ways. So he's at least faced somebody like that throughout the process. But, man, he's getting there. But, like, let's just be happy with Broderick being average before we jump into him saying stonewalling Will McDonald.
Is it fair to say that the Steelers will beat the Jets Sunday in New York?
Very fair to say. I think this one, it's going to play a lot like it did in Atlanta last year. I really do believe that. Run the football, nasty passing game, maybe one or two explosives, but the defense gets a few turnovers and gives the Steelers some good field position. I think this is going to be a brutal watch of a football game, a slog, and it's going to be something like, I guess it's going to be like 16-13, 16-10, something like that. But I think the Steelers probably do pull this one out. I think they're better in the trenches. I think they're more physical. So I'll take the Steelers, but it ain't going to be pretty, guys.
All right, I've got a bonus one for you, Nick. Is it fair game to say that perhaps the Steelers and Cam's resolution will be to find some sort of no-show job for him to do, much like Kawhi Leonard with the Clippers? And if so, what would that job be? Would he be planting trees in West Park or somewhere? Like, is he going to be running the? Is he going to be running like an ice ball stand? What is it here?
I don't think it's fair to say, but if it was, he has to refill North Park with all the fish they do for fishing season next year. That's what he's going to do.
Fair game with Nick Faribault, big-time Steelers insider. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
We'll talk next week.
I think this is going to be a brutal watch of a football game, says Nick Faribault.
Everybody has said it. I mean, it's
Ray
a consensus.
Ray Fittipaldo called 13-9 yesterday and basically said it would suck to watch.
Adam Crowley said 11-6.
I love that for Crowley. Yeah. I do. I think that's great. That's a horrifying 11-8, and the Jets get two field goals and a safety.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.